Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this September 19th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And today, we're welcoming in our friend, Kazuha. Joining us, bilingual community health worker with the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Wood County. Kazuha, we have already gone through half the interview, just me giving the title. That we're already done like with 10 minutes. No, I'm kidding. We got time today to talk about something that I'm looking forward to getting into with you. You sent over this outline, and I had a chance to learn research a little bit about this. I'm so thankful that you did, because I did not know much about this going into it. I really did now, and I'm looking forward to our audience learning more about strong bodies. What is strong bodies?
So strong bodies is a program that UW Extension had brought research and brought on from other states, and it's a program created by Professors Miriam E. Nelson and Rebecca Singuin. It's to catalyze positive change in people of all ages, and it's really to help strengthen elders, right? Mm-hmm. So that when they are doing their normal day-to-day lives or any of that sort, they can do that independently. So anything for like balance, muscle mass and strength, just feeling good and healthy overall. It helps increase bone density. A lot of my participants right now, they really don't need the strength training, but they come for the social aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So it's an hour of socializing, and it's so much fun just to listen to them talk and converse before, during, and after a class.
It's this is one of those things too where it's great for the socialization, mm-hmm. it's great for the body and those things, and those two worlds combined is really good for your mental health. And so it really has a three-prong attack almost here of really benefiting so many different things about your day-to-day life.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like you said, you hit it right on the spot. It works so well together, and it's a mental health piece of it. And we realize that social isolation in the elder community, really, not just in the Hmong community, but in the seniors and elders all together, they feel isolated because of the lack of transportation or the ability to not move around like they used to. So bringing them all in, whether it's them or a family member or someone providing them transportation to these classes, it really just brightens their day because they're out of their regular environment. And it's with other people that they normally don't ever see.
You know, one of the things that I look forward to and I look for in every interview I do or anybody I talk to is look for ways to show how we have more in common than not. Mm-hmm. And how we are more connected than we realize, and how culturally we are so similar to other cultures, mm-hmm. and people are so similar to other people and everything. This is one of those times, though, where I wish it wasn't the case, where I wish we didn't have this in common. But if you are in your senior age, it almost doesn't matter what culture you come from. There is this isolation that exists. It's not even just a Wisconsin thing. I know that this happens all the time in my old neighborhoods in Chicago and everything. It was actually something that was on us as kids to be looking out and making sure, hey, did you know that Mrs. Sanderson? Did you check on Miss Sanderson? Like, that was actually a thing we did as kids. We have Meals on Wheels programs in part, yes, to get meals to our individuals, but also to check on them. Oh, yeah. All right, so this is something that has been around in our culture for way too long, mm-hmm. and still exists and still is a thing. And I hope not only shows a connection between cultures, mm-hmm. that are very similar, but brings these cultures together. Yes. And so where we can help each other, more hands make less work, right? Yep. So more of us get together, the more of us we can help each other with this. And at the same time, be doing all these things that Kazuha said to us here, where we can take care of the mental health, the physical health, and hey, you know, have some fun, not be so isolated. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the regular strength training class, what does that involve?
So right now I'm teaching the basic. We have two programs with strong bodies. It's the basic and the intermediate. The intermediate is something that it's our goal for the current group that I have, because it's getting up and down from the floor. And so that's a goal eventually. But right now we're doing the basic, and it's the we have 8 exercises. So we do like a wide leg squat, and then we do like overhead press and bicep curls. So every time with the wide leg squat, we always say, well, it's exercise, it's strength training, but it's so that you can sit down on your couch, or if you get up and down from the toilet, or up and down on the couch. It's like the basic living skills. We have the overhead press that I always go back to, because eventually, hey, if you need to reach a can of jar or something from the cabinet, you're able to do that independently. You don't need somebody to be there to help you. And so it ties in, and it has a meaningful impact on like your everyday life and everyday skills.
It covers so much ground too, like being able to do this, and the increase in balance and agility that it gives you. I think one of the things, if I could just add on to what you're talking about here, and I think it adds on to all of these, the confidence it gives you in movement, in agility. The older we get, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm already feeling this. I can imagine, 20 years down the line and everything. I know how valuable that is to me, my agility and being able to move around. I'm still kind of fast. I can still do things. and I mean so much, and I love being able to do that. And I know how much it means to my dad when he loses those things, because he was a lot faster than I was, and not so much anymore. But he wants to still have some of those things. You can, especially for him being a former athlete. Now, you don't have to be a former athlete to keep that agility. You keep up on it. And these flexibility comes with this. One of the cool things about exercise is the work you put into it, you get to see the evidence of it almost instantly. Not right overnight, I would say. I shouldn't say instantly. But it is a pretty quick process before you start to, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I'm a little more flexible than I was yesterday or last week or whatever.
Oh, definitely. I have a participant who, when she first started training with us, her first day she was able to, we always do 10, right? We always do 10 of, like, let's just say the wide leg squat, and then we do two sets of them. And the first time she came, she was only able to do one set of everything, of the 8 exercises. And yesterday, she was able to do both sets at the same speed as us. And so she didn't really realize it, but I was like, hey, did you realize that you're keeping up with us? Yeah. She goes, no. It's like, oh yeah, you did all 10 and you did both sets. And so it was just one of those things that, when you continually come, and after 4 weeks, she's doing it. It's not like you said, it's not going to be right away, but after 3 to 4 weeks, you don't realize it, but it's making a difference. And she's not breathing as hard, and she's able to control just all her movements so much better. So it's those little things that you don't realize, but it's making a huge impact on your life.
It goes to so many layers that we, I don't even know if we can put in the words sometimes what exercise can do for you. And strong bodies for the Hmong community is going strong as well, it seems like.
Yes, definitely. So when we first started our first class, we had one participant. And so I was like, hey, that's one more than yesterday. So I was very excited. But as of right now, we have 12 registered, and our biggest class has been 8. So we're at the point where if we start our next series, we're trying to find a different location, because our current location at the Hmong American Center, it's not going to be big enough. Well, and so it's a good problem to have. It's definitely a good problem to have. So we're in the talks, and we're looking around for a bigger location that's in Wisconsin Rapids that a lot of the Hmong residents know. And so we're in the talks actually with the Boys and Girls Club. During the day, they don't have the kiddos there. And so Jen Allen has opened that up. So I think that's going to be where our next location is.
That's a perfect combination.
And so it's right there. And many of our participants go to the Y already. So whether they go to the Y before or after our strength training class, that would be wonderful. They love the sauna. They love the hot tub. So, hey, why not?
That's a great idea. Yeah. Good on all of you guys for coming together on that one. I hope that works out, because it sounds like a perfect fit and benefits both our nonprofits with UW Extension and our Y and Boys and Girls Club and all of this. Win-win-win all around. When if you bring this back, you'll have to let us know when classes are and everything. Yeah. As far as the classes that are currently going on, can new members join, or is this already kind of a signed up thing?
So for our strong bodies that I'm currently holding for the Hmong community, we're never going to turn anyone away. Everything is in Hmong, though, so if you do show up, you'll know what to do still. But we do have a new class starting on October 8th, and it goes until December 19th. That's actually being held in Nakusa. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 at the Nakusa Area Community Center. Because of the limited space, pre-registration is required. There is no fee, but they do kind of ask for a donation of $25 per session. So mm-hmm. it's a 12-week program. If anyone is interested, you can call the Extension Wood County office. The number is 715-421-8437. It's a great place. It's a great environment to be in. The volunteers that are teaching, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really good at what they do. They're great, very patient too. Oh, yeah. I think one of the greatest assets to any teacher is patience, and I know this because I've tried the patience of many of my teachers, and they do this very well. Mm-hmm. And that class for that one is open to the public. That one's open to everybody.
That's open to everybody. Yep.
Right on. Very cool. Now I know that we had talked about you were talking in talks at least about offering a Tai Chi for the fall prevention and arthritis. How is that going?
So it's actually being postponed until next year, but Jackie and I are in the works of scheduling. We're planning a one-day introduction class, hopefully at McMillan Library. Mm. Hopefully by the next time I come here with you, I'll have more information on that. But if anybody is interested in attending our Tai Chi for fall prevention and arthritis, you can definitely call me at 715-540-8617. Just leave your name, your number, and that you're interested in our Tai Chi class. And once we get that information set in stone, we'll reach right back out to you.
I'm joined by Kazuo Tao from the Bilingual Community Health Worker with UW Extension. And one of the things that I think is really cool was when you guys work together. I know mm-hmm. Janelle Weir and I have talked about this before, where an extension worker and another extension worker come together and work. Mm-hmm. Working with Jackie has got to be a lot of fun, and you get things done. I can only imagine.
Definitely.
that class is going to be, I'm looking forward to that. I hope that is able to happen. Mm-hmm. And please let us know any way we can help.
Okay.
I'll be reminding our audience about, if you're interested in the class, to leave your name and number to be able to where they can do that as well. Mm-hmm. And can they reach out to you guys, you or Jackie, and leave that information?
Yes, they can definitely call. That number that I gave you, 715-540-8617, is my personal work phone. Otherwise, they can definitely call mm-hmm. our extension office. It's 715-421-8440.
We'll make sure to get that information out before we wrap up today. There's a Hmong American Center local produce program coming up that I wanted to touch on with you. This sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So Hmong American Center has I believe it's been happening for about 2 summers now, and it's an amazing program. So the Hmong American Center, they reach out to local food growers, and mainly they're Hmong farmers, but it could be anybody. So every month it's a different farmer, and they bring their produce already packaged, or be at the Hmong American Center, will package it for you for them. And so it's a bag of locally grown vegetables to individuals or families of low income, and it really is a first come, first serve. And so it is limited supply, but they do ask you to bring your ID, because it's one per address. And it's an amazing thing, because this last month, right after our Strong Bodies class, the farmers brought all their good goodies in, and oh my goodness, James, let me tell you, it was so much good. Everybody walked out with a bag of sweet corn, a bag of a muskmelon, and then they had a third bag with like tomatoes and banana peppers and bell peppers, and it was just so many good produce. And it was for like, if it was for a family, I would say it would be a good meal right there.
Yeah.
And so it was just amazing to see what the farmers are able to provide, and that the Hmong American Center is able to do this for our local families here in Wood County.
I mention all the time about how the backbone of America is our farmers and our ag industry, and how above and beyond that industry goes, and goes to cover so much in this area and in our world, really. Mm-hmm. And when you hear something like this, my job is to talk for a living, and I got no words. I don't know how to perfectly describe how beautiful that is, and how awesome that is, and strangers helping strangers, and how we need more of that in our society, how great that is to see. And of course, it comes from the backbone of our society doing something like that. It's not just them. I don't mean to they're the only ones doing something like that, but I never want to normalize these amazing things that happen in our communities. That's beautiful. That is really cool to hear.
It is. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you forget about until you hear about it again, and you're like, wow, it's amazing as to what they do, all the hard sweat and tears they put into farming. Growing up, I used to farm, and now I'm like, I'm good. And so I give farmers a lot of credit for what they do day in and day out. And so it's amazing that they're able to provide for community members who are low income or who aren't able to afford things.
One of the things that we don't get to talk about very often, Kazua, is the locations of where to find you guys. So since we got a little time here, if you don't mind, you got two different locations people can find out more with our gang at Extension.
Yes. So with the Hmong American Center, their local produce program, people are able to go either to Wisconsin Rapids or their Wausau location. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's at the Hmong American Center at 2821 8th Street South. It's on the first Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's usually around noon, 11 or 12 o'clock, but you can definitely give them a call to see if it's available. Yeah. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you can show up. Someone's always there. But at the Wausau location, which is the main branch, and as you know, Wausau has a larger farming community.
Yeah.
They have local produce every Wednesday.
Wow.
And so it's an amazing thing to have. And it, like I said before, every time it's a different farmer. So it's mm-hmm. like they're showcasing someone else differently yeah. and different produce. And so it's an amazing thing. That's at 1109 North Street, North 6th Street in Wausau. And so they can definitely go to do... to pick up at any of those locations. But if they do have any questions about the local produce program, they can contact Bea Lohr. Her contact information is 715-842-8390, or you can email her at Bea Lohr, at HmongAmericanCenter.org. And she's very good about responding. But if you call that number, just tell them that you're interested in the local produce program, and they'll direct you to her or anybody else that can help you.
Fantastic. Thank you for that information. And I know that that's part of your job, and we don't necessarily get to get into this very often either, but your role as a bilingual community health worker, how do you see that, and what exactly is your idea of what you do to do?
Yeah. So the bilingual community health worker for the Hmong community is very new in Extension. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of paving the way, as they say. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at different programs, how we can support the Hmong community, but the community as a whole as well. And so I'm here to help the Hmong residents of Wood County with different resources. I meet with clients one-on-one. I have one specifically that doesn't want to see someone else. So we meet one-on-one and we talk about things, and I provide them different strategies or resources or skills so that they can work through what they need to work through with. Or if it's somebody like, hey, yesterday somebody asked, how do I go about with energy assistance? Mm-hmm. And so I look up the resources. When the time comes, I set an appointment. We walk through it together. I help them fill out the paperwork, or we make the phone call together. So it's all these little different things. Mm-hmm. And then there's another aspect of it with my role that I'm out in the community educating them about the Hmong community, the history, how we can support one another. I am in the planning phases of with a local church. They're interested in learning about the Hmong history and the culture and how mental health affects the Hmong community and domestic violence and the sexual violence, right? So we're in the planning stages, but we will be eventually presenting to their local church and just about all of that and how it affects the Hmong community, because it's, like I've said to you, it's very taboo to even talk about it. There's a stigma behind it, right? It's like hush, don't even, we're not going to talk about it. And so we want to, I don't want to say normalize it, but we want to be able to be open about it and to have that discussion with those around us, right? And so I am looking for different ways to collaborate and work together with community members. Right now, the Family Center and I are hosting Hmong youth groups at the Wisconsin Rapids Middle School and at Lincoln High School. And we are focusing a lot on just different strategies, coping skills, different ways to support one another. What are signs when you that you can see in others for like suicide or mental health, how we can support them. And so I always say it starts with our youth. If we don't educate and we don't like normalize, as I say, with them, then no one's ever going to be open and talk about it. So we're starting young, and we're hoping that by the time they're adults, that it would be okay, and that the Hmong community would be more open to all of that.
One of America's superpowers is the wide range of people we have. And we are better as a country when we embrace that. Mm-hmm. And we see the connections that we have and how much better we are together. And we learn more about each other's cultures and share these things. It's one of the most beautiful tapestries you'll ever see in the world is what America is when we are at our best and when we embrace these things. Mm-hmm. This is a part of that. And this is a part of our culture, mm-hmm. especially locally, that we've needed to do this for a long time. That's just me speaking here. And I'm very proud of it and very happy to see it, that we're in a day and age where not only we're talking about a lot of these things and not a hushed voice in a raised voice, mm-hmm. but are also making sure that everybody is in on that conversation. And you are an integral part of that. I appreciate the work that you're doing. You are trailblazing right now. You are doing some very important work in this area. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And appreciate the Strong Bodies work that you're doing over there. Can we remind people as we're wrapping up how they can sign up for that, how they can find out more, how they can find out more if they have other questions for you?
Yeah. If you're interested in the Strong Bodies, that's starting in on October 8th in Nakusa, you can definitely call the extension office at 715-421-8437. Or if you're interested about our Tai Chi for fall prevention and arthritis that we're hoping to have an intro class in January, you can definitely call the extension office at 715-421-8440. Or you can call me at 715-540-8617. Leave your name, your number, and that you're interested in our Tai Chi class.
Kazuma, thank you very much for the time.
Yep, thank you.
Say hi to all the gang at Extension for us.
I will.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.